our two cabinet ministers responsible for foreign affairs, General Makamba from the United Republic of Tanzania and Musalia Mudavadi from the Republic of Kenya, have already spoken to each other and have agreed that within 3 days the matter will be resolved and everything will be back to normal. And therefore we expect that Kenya will continue flying to and for Tanzania, and the Air Tanzania will have the opportunity to do what they had planned before.
Did anything happen that caused this disagreement between the two countries?
Yeah, in fact, Air Tanzania, they now have a cargo plane, and they had wanted to start taking cargo from Kenya to a third country, and that was the issue. It seems like the expectations from the Kenyan side were that Air Tanzania should probably offer cargo services between the two countries, but not taking cargo from Kenya to a third country. So they didn't allow that. And in response to that, the Civil Aviation Authority in Tanzania decided to basically prevent Kenyan Airways from flying to and for Tanzania starting 22nd of January. But that now has been resolved, and we hope everything will be back to normal. The 3 days basically are there to allow dealing with civil aviation and the airlines to have a time to talk to each other and then come back to the original agreements between the two countries.
Because this was to have an impact on the movement of people, particularly tourism between the two countries. How would you describe the relationship between Kenya and Tanzania in terms of the movement of people in the region?
We have very good relations, the two countries. Speaking of tourism, yes, we have a lot of tourists moving from, between the two countries. And in fact, even Kenya is actually flies to Zanzibar and Kilimanjaro, not on Dar es Salaam. This ban was only between Nairobi and Dar es Salaam flights, but they have other flights on a daily basis. We also have other means of transport that, that helps these tourists who are moving from Tanzania to Kenya and Kenya to Tanzania, especially by road. Two countries, we border each other, and at, exactly at the border, that's where we have the tourist attractions that I'll probably say they're the main ones, be it in Kenya or in Tanzania. So that would have affected it somehow, but not to make it chaotic or anything like that one. Still, things would have gone fine without any interest.
So we can say that this issue has been put to rest?
Yes, because there are two ministers who have already stated that within 3 days the matter will be over. First of all, we are partner states in the East African community. These are friendly countries. We are neighbors. We depend on each other. We do not expect any matter of this nature would go forever. It will just be something of a few days, and then our leaders will definitely have to look at the matter and resolve the matter as they have said it.